Okay, with Stateless in a basement of Band on the Wall in dressing room number one. Individually, we have...
I'm Chris. I sing and play guitar.
I'm Dave. I play drums.
I'm Justin. I play bass and sing.
So is this stop number whatever on a long tour? What's the deal at the moment, Chris?
We've done about 10 shows in the past couple of months, but they're sort of darted around a little bit. They haven't been in a continuous run, which has actually been nice. We've been able to sort of do a few shows here, a few shows there, and sort of test the set out and take it away and tweak it and make it a bit better and then take it out again. So it's been good. We went to Europe, we did a few shows in Switzerland, a few shows in the Netherlands, a show in Milan, a show in Paris, and then we had a really good London show the other week, so it's been a good run.
It's like a series of mini holidays. We're kind of like a family on holiday, but playing music as we go.
And how much in the past, obviously you've taught travelling band, so travelling Wilburys, travelling Wilburys of Ninja Tune. Yeah. Has the live lineup changed at all, David, since you've started up?
Yeah, it has, hasn't it? We've had a few changes, but the core of the band is still there.
Is that you four guys?
You mean from the start of Stateless, generally speaking? Well, yeah, there's been a few changes. Justin and I came in a couple of years after the start. Chris, you might want to explain the full transition.
You guys came in about 2006, I think.
I think it's about right.
Started in about 2003, and then we had a lineup change in 2006 with you and Justin joining. Then Rod left in like 2010.
We joined just before we did the UK tour with DJ Shadow. That Chris was on singing with him, and then it's been the four of us, and there was Rod as well, who's now no longer with us.
We killed him.
Yeah, he sadly passed away in a tragic electronic accident. But yeah, it's still the four of us, and yeah, we've been working this new album. It's been really good fun, and the live show itself has changed a lot, and feels like it's in a good place, and we've been enjoying it.
Yeah, Justin, in terms of songwriting, what goes on with the band?
It's not necessarily a minefield, I was going to say, but it's still like a jigsaw puzzle. Everybody else is like, which used to be scattered about, so some of us in Leeds, some of us in London and stuff, it kind of still is like that, but then any of us could have an idea, maybe like a melody, a couple of notes or something, or maybe like a whole song or whatnot.
Does Kick and Evil just like
Kick
do
and
bleeps?
He's just there to look at. Yeah. Just don't worry about him.
Eye candy.
Yeah, literally. Wait till he gets his chest out.
Eye candy.
it's like an Adonis. So basically, we just pass stuff about. And then, we just literally add on to it. Have an idea here, we'll pass it around, place our little bits on top, and then eventually it'll come into this, like a song or somewhere near we want it to be.
It's interesting how much it happens, kind of, like, outside of actually being together. So a lot of ideas get passed by email and swapping stuff, and someone will chuck something here and someone will chuck something there. And then by the time we actually all get together, quite a lot of the work has already been done, which is quite an interesting process, quite an exciting process. And a sort of, I suppose, a non-traditional process in a normal band setup. But yeah, that's how a lot of this came. It was like, yeah, months of swapping ideas, wasn't it, an email. And then got together and sort of thrashed them out, and ended up what it is.
Yeah. In terms of Matilda, then, am I right in thinking there's a narrative that runs through the album, Chris?
To a degree. It wasn't really written as a concept album, but we found when we were putting it together, sequencing it, and putting it together for the final piece, we found these threads which were kind of going throughout the entire thing. There were certain themes and ideas that kept sort of coming up in all the different songs. And we just sort of sequenced it in that way, so it sort of formed a bit of a narrative, a bit of a journey. And I think it kind of works like that. It's a bit more like watching a film than...
Yeah. Is that something
than
you tried...
Than just a bunch of tracks.
Yeah. Is that something you tried to... With Ariel sort of being the lead single and a sort of statement of intent, I guess, of what the album was going to be like.
Yeah.
And like, this is us, we're on Ninja Tune. It's almost like re-presenting yourselves. Whose idea was the video? Which is sort of very abstract, but it's obviously like parallel yin and yang thing going on in there. Is that the band's idea, or
Yeah, yeah. Well, the central themes of the song were there in the in the lyrics, and when we worked with Field, who made the video, it was quite good, really, because we sort of sat down and had an initial meeting with them, and I didn't really want to sort of prescribe too much to them about what they should or shouldn't do, just see what they could come up with themselves. And they just totally got it. They were like bang on the money. Their ideas were exactly in tune with what the song was about, and they had this really cool idea of doing the motion capture to sort of have this battle and have these two different treatments of the two different characters. And we were just blown away by the results. I think it's a really cool video. Definitely the best video we've ever had by miles.
Who'll be reenacting that on stage tonight?
KK.
The Arrow video, yeah.
I'm not dancing with them.
It'll be Eye Candy, Kid Knievel, straight Tron Valley dancing up in his place, trust me.
I heard Blue Daisy and Slugabed are up for being backing dancers.
Real talk.
Yeah. So yeah, have you gone from Sony initially to K7 to Ninja Tune, or the K7 still distribute in Europe? How's that sort of worked, and how did you end up at Ninja?
Ninja have their own distribution, I think. We left K7 after the first album, and then signed with Ninja Tune just as a separate thing.
What good things have you heard about the album since it came out in terms of reviews or anything? You've thought, yeah, they know, they got the message.
I guess generally,
we got quite a lot of good reviews.
I think it seems to have gone down pretty well.
Uncut and Mojen both gave it 4 out of 5.
There's some good reviews of the Aero video that I really liked. I can't remember who it was. Maybe it was Mojo or someone that said it was like, if Tron had had a ballet dancing scene, this would have been it. But yeah, that's kind of right, actually, yeah.
You can retire now.
That was it, yeah. But no, it's Matilda's had loads of really good views. It's been good. It's always interesting hearing different people's take on kind of what it is, like the style of music and sort of in like weird and wonderful genres that a lot of journalists make up. Yeah. It's always quite amusing to us, but always really interesting. Cinematic Aqua Crunk was my favourite.
I saw that one, yeah.
Which I don't really know what that means.
There's some German DJ trying to get us to adhere to his new idea, which was a new genre called Whatever Step. A bit like dub step.
Yeah.
Whatever.
So essentially we're post-dub step, whatever step.
And he got really upset when we didn't seem that chuffed about it. Yeah. I mean, we weren't like really down on it, we were like,
yeah, whatever step.
Well, yeah.
But our reviews have been good, and a lot of people seem to have got it. Yeah, no, it's been nice to read.
So you obviously don't set out to try and, you know, make sure there's a guitar in that tune or anything. Is it just very organic and... Because obviously Wikipedia says you went through a phase of deciding not to have guitars, and then because it was too rocky or something, and then you wanted to go more hip hop. You don't really, in this world of, you know, we've got Blue Daisy playing tonight, Slugabed, obviously Kid Knievel as well. The genres are sort of irrelevant, I guess.
I don't think it wasn't as calculated as we decided.
Well, that was about the first album. That comment that was right. The first album, we didn't really use hardly any guitar.
I guess the transition
on the new one, we have used quite a bit of guitar. It just depends. I mean, some songs start on a guitar, some songs start on a laptop, some songs start on a piano, some songs start on a synthesizer. It just depends.
But it's a lot of what we're into, isn't it? It's just kind of, as we've grown up, the music we've listened to and got excited about has changed with us, and that's reflected in the music.
Kind of breaks
it. It's also a process as well, because it's good to keep working in new ways, so you're kind of constantly trying to think of, how am I going to come up with the next idea that is different to my previous ideas?
So, did you get a lot of inspiration from working with Shadow and, you know, that period? Or is that something that you want to sort of leave behind and go forward in your own direction? Because obviously when Stateless get quoted, Shadow, you know, gets in there as well. Do you find that that's a useful thing, or are you sort of fed up with that association?
Not really bothered either way. I mean, I think, really grateful to Shadow for asking me to work with him and asking us to tour with him, and we all hold him really highly in regard. Like, we all think he's a brilliant producer. It doesn't bother us if we get compared to him. But I mean, we are. I think it's obvious that we're branching out in our own direction anyway. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter.
So have you started writing Next Steps already, or is it just taking a breather
just
tour?
Funnily enough, we've just started messing around with some new ideas. We've got like two or three ideas which we've just started kicking around.
I was listening to one of Chris's in the band today, and it was blowing my damn mind.
Yeah. Sick.
Wait, it's coming to your earbox soon.
Any favourite remixes of the stuff that's coming out for Ninja?
Look at
both these guys here tonight.
These guys,
yeah. That's why I said
Arm Unit as well, smashed it. Mm. Blue Daisy.
It's like the Assassinations.
Yeah. But Blue Daisy and Slugger Bed have both remixed I'm on Fire. And it's great that they're both so different. Yeah. And they've both totally killed it.
When's it out? This is the exact time to plug it. When's it?
September, probably the 12th.
12th of September.
TBC,
brackets, okay. Close brackets.
And have you got any preferences on like physical releases in terms of like vinyl or CDs? What about you yourself, Justin?
I like things in my hand.
Mm. What about records though?
That is records.
Boom, boom.
We knew we were going to get out of that. But yeah, physical. I'm a physical kind of guy.
Okay. There's a headline.
That's how you start it, that's how you print it. But it goes either way these days, doesn't it? I mean, there's going to be digital. There's probably going to be people rinsing it for free and stuff, so
yeah.
Whatever happens. Yeah. But I'm
vinyl,
that physical kind
of
guy. Yeah, vinyl.
It's just if you can afford it, afford somebody to store it.
Yeah.
Because
it's
bulky, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is still that nice thing of like, it's coming back at 2 a.m. and putting on a record, or a CD, but like, you know, it's still a great thing. Yeah, I'm like Justin, I'm quite a physical guy.
Do you like sitting in your hand as well?
I really enjoy things in my hand. But yeah, I mean, it's everything, isn't it? But especially now where everything just zooms out and it's just like, it's online and people are tweeting it, but it's on SoundCloud, it's on everywhere, but yeah.
Are you the stateless online tweeter? Are you the
We all do a bit of it. I do quite a lot of the stateless online tweeting, yes. But
useful for promotion?
Twitter
or?
In general, massively so, yeah. As a band, we're sort of, you know, Twitter specifically, we're sort of quite late on it. Like, we've kind of, only in the past few months have really been going for it, and it's massively helpful. Kid Knievel obviously is a sort of more long. He's been tweeting for longer, but yeah, it's just a useful way of kind of like sharing ideas. It's in terms of other people that you follow and just other like cool bands and artists, and you know, it's just I think out of all the social networks, it's the one that kind of is the most useful for bands and the most interesting for bands. Obviously, Facebook is the.
There's only two social networks, isn't there?
Well, yeah. What a shout! I've heard MySpace is coming back.
You've got a MySpace, haven't you?
Every band has a MySpace.
How have you left it? Do you have someone at the record company that sort of manages it?
Yeah, someone at the record company updates it. But
we still do bits. It's a weird one, isn't it, with MySpace? Because it is like, it's kind of, it is the like
the
dying.
The committed seppuku.
But the one sort of people that still use it are still bands. It is really useful. But yeah, all that stuff, whether you like it or not, is just absolutely, it's crucial that you're on top of it, really. And the more you can be asked to put into it, the more you'll get out of it.
It's a shame, because MySpace is actually quite a cool thing, but it's just died a death.
Yeah.
It's been crazy.
It just got spammed so much, didn't it? It was just bullshit. You didn't pay any attention to your messages because it was full of spam.
Yeah. But now Facebook's gone that way as well. I don't know if you've noticed, if you've got personal accounts as well, but they've got rid of groups so that you can't send messages out to all people. But now they've made it so you can create your own event rather than going through a group page, but you can still message everyone. So literally, the spam every day is ridiculous.
It's bad. Twitter, I think, of the two of them, or the three of them, is the one that is, for bands, just generally speaking, just I tweet myself as well, it's just really interesting. Like, it's just really good.
As long as you put like status, whatever, hashtag Justin Bieber after it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You're fine.
Yeah.
Okay, just to finish off, we've got, like I said, Blue Daisy and Sluggerbed playing tonight. Are those two guys that you would sort of list? Stateless is obviously a melange of different influences.
Can I stop you there? Did you just use the word melange?
I did use the word melange.
Okay.
Yeah.
As it were.
There's a melange of different influences in Stateless. Cliche question: what are you listening to now? What's going to influence you a year down the line?
BDI.
I don't know.
No, I'm not saying that.
Don't know what would influence us a year down the line. I like PJ Harvey's new album, that's good.
What's it called? Burning something?
Something to do with Let England Shake.
Yeah.
that's quite good. I don't know, what else am I listening to? I've been listening to Om Unit quite a lot.
Yeah.
Like Blue Days, the answer, like a bed, that's great. I like that Bat album, that Bat album's good. There's a lot of good stuff on there, man.
Hi Robert.
Hi.
I like the Jamie Woon album we were talking about earlier, I like that. I am quite a big fan of, I don't know if you heard, quite a new artist called Luther Vandross. I'm quite into him.
You're quite upset about Macho Man Randy Savage, weren't you? Because
He
obviously sang on the WrestleMania
the
single.
Late, great Macho Man Randy Savage, who of course passed away today, and tonight's gig will of course be a tribute to Justin
he passed away today.
He died today.
Yeah, that's sad shit.
Wrestling has lost its golden
big
son.
Dog.
Who are you listening to?
I'm getting the Wound album, so I'll check it out. I've still got a couple of things on there.
What about James Blake? Justin does a really good James Blake.
I'm not doing that
I
now.
I love
to
Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill?
I love to see Lauryn Hill.
Oh, really? Thank you. So she's got skills. I love her.
I enjoyed the Daft Punk Tron soundtrack. Have you heard that?
I've not heard that yet. It's really good.
I just bought the vinyl edition actually from a friend of mine. Yeah.
It's amazing.
£30, but.
Really?
My girlfriend works at Disney, so I was sort of dragged along.
Girlfriend works at Disney?
She does, yeah.
The Disney store?
Not the Disney store. let's be clear about this. At the real Disney. She's like Mickey's homie or whatever.
Get you a vinyl copy of this.
Well, the thing is that she dragged on some Tron thing and I was like, oh yeah, this sounds great, whatever. And that one was incredible. When I went back the next day, Spotify, wow.
It's
big.
There's a remix album as well.
Really?
Some of it's like Paul Oakenfold, some of it's like Folktech. You know, there's good stuff on there.
Pretty good mix.
Yeah.
Come on,
I've been listening to the new Radiohead album. That's really nice, I don't like that. Is that Kanye West album new? I've been bumming that one out as well. Not literally, but yeah, I've been listening to that. Don't look a bit like that.
that monster track.
It's fucking unreal, isn't it? Yeah, it's really, really sick. Mm-hmm. And Katy B, I've been listening to a lot of recently as well. It's good, I like her singing style. Other than that, a bit of Garth Brooks. Six bills. Not really. But yeah, those are the ones I've been listening to.
Just to clarify, that was a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, stateless. I'll leave it there. Have a good one tonight.
Thanks.
I'm hoping it's going to be on the launch of experiences.
Is it all stuff off Matilda?
Mostly.
Is it a melange of Matilda and previous stuff?
it's majority Matilda, little bit old stuff.
Yeah.
Little bit other stuff.
Is there a band leader when you're on stage?
Not really.
Do you have to go with the MPD? Because you've got, you know, beats and stuff.
Yeah, G's probably the most thing. He can start or stop.
That doesn't mean he's in command. Let's get that.
I want to know more about exactly what you meant by leader.
Yeah, he ain't no leader.
Music, like,
you know, like
rhythmically, musically, or like who's the
no,
man?
No, like on stage, like
who's the boy?
Who's the James Brown?
Wow.
I think Chris.
Will.
It's Will.
What's James Brown?
Will and Rabbit.
No one then.
It's a melange of leadership.
Well, have a good one tonight.
Thank you.
The wall. Enjoy the sound system. It is a good sound system.
It's incredible. The subs are insane.
Yeah, it sounds good, though.
Very, very, very.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, it's a cheesy.